stop me if you've heard this one before. It's been chaos at U.S. airports. Airlines are canceling hundreds of flights. The causes range from heavy thunderstorms to staffing shortages and systems failures. But the results have been the same. Thousands of stranded passengers with no way home, often for days on end. Let's check in with our transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, we have heard this one before, haven't we? What's going on? Give us a sense of the numbers.
Yeah, well, it's particularly Spirit Airlines and American Airlines in that order that are impacted here. Spirit Airlines, another more than 350 flights, according to flight order data, canceled today alone. I'll tell you, this morning they told me, quote, most of our flights currently remain scheduled as planned. And that may indeed have been their intention, but that 350... Spirit only schedules, according to Cirium schedule data, 650 flights today. So it doesn't take an advanced degree in mathematics to know that they are already beyond half of all their flights canceled. American, according to the same FlightAware data, another 100 flights scheduled today. That is better off than they've been in recent days. American's a much bigger airline, so it's a smaller percentage also of their flights. And no surprise, the airports where those airlines are the biggest are the ones that are most impacted. Dallas, Fort Worth, a lot of cancellations there. American is huge there. Fort Lauderdale, huge for Spirit, a lot of cancellations there.
Right. And a lot of this, it looks like, is because of weather and summer thunderstorms. You can't really control that. But Spirit has been saying that some of its problems are because of staffing shortages. Are the airlines still having trouble hiring?
They are all experiencing some issues to varying degrees. I mean, even Southwest Airlines, which has, you know, famously been this company that a lot of people wanted to work for over the years, has been reported to have some staffing issues. And so they all are to varying degrees. You know, in terms of the storms, yes, there is bad weather. But I will tell you that all of the airlines, Peter, as you can imagine, are fly through the same weather roughly. Some more so at some airports than others. And, you know, Delta doesn't have a single cancellation anywhere in the world today. United has seven in the whole world. And so when you see Spirit with 350 cancellations or American with more than 100, it does tell you that there are issues specific to those airline staffing. And Spirit has said also some systems issues that it's battling through.
And just briefly, because it's been a while since some people have been on airplanes, myself included, what rights do travelers have when their flights are canceled?
It depends on the reason for the cancellation. When it is weather, you really don't have much recourse, or something that is considered beyond the airline's control, an air traffic control issue, for example, considered beyond the airline's control. Once it falls within the control of the airline, a mechanical issue, for example, then that's where they generally owe you something. And sometimes there's controversy in terms of what the actual cause is, because a flight can cancel because of sort of a confluence of several problems, right? You might have a storm and then something else goes wrong too, but always worth pursuing if you think it is something within the airline's control, because they might owe you some kind of compensation.
So trouble on the ground. Also, we've seen trouble in the air with Frontier Airlines. I don't know if you saw this video. A young man, 22 years old, duct taped to his seat after he accosted flight attendants on a Frontier Airlines pass on a Frontier flight. It's chaos. It just seems like everywhere in this industry. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.